I didn't get out of mental health until Christmas, and had decided at that point not to go back to school. My parents, diplomatic sports that they are, let me finish on a home study program and signed me up at Rothborn for my senior year. I spent most of my spring writing Creed.doc, but I tagged along with Beau and Allie sometimes when they were going to the mall or to the Wawa. It was hard being around anyone, but especially them in certain ways. People whispered a lot when I was with them, but didn't recognize me quite as much when I was alone. I loved Beau and Allie, but hated the idea that people could accept a lie without question, and being with them seemed to heap that situation on my ears like an air raid.
Killed that kid in the woods. Just never found the body. His mom's a lawyer, so...
Not everyone believed it. Alex actually came over a few times, like he wasn't sure he should have ever believed Renee, and he even apologized once. But that wasn't good enough. He seemed like a little kid all of a sudden, all immature, talking about how he hasn't gotten laid since Renee. Big deal. Like he had to let me know that he wasn't a virgin anymore. He broke up with her the day after I got injured, and he couldn't get over the fact that she henceforth called him a socially inept retard. She continued to call Allie a slut, despite the fact that Renee sleeps with all her boyfriends and has a new one every 3 weeks. Allie and Beau broke up at the end of the year, but only because Allie wanted to graduate early and go to college. She wanted to go far away and settled on Boston U. Beau quit school when she did, figuring he had no reason to go anymore. He was almost 18, anyway. He took a job at a gas station, but he's still the only person I feel like seeing when I have to go home for a holiday, and I always stop at the station. He wants to go into the army, and I'm trying to talk him out of it.